Giants baseball is almost here. We're just a couple weeks out from the season opener, and then the home opener, of course, takes place June 6th at Shell Place. We got a full house here today in the 97.9 Rock studio. Dutch Iannetti, new manager Ray Brown, and Andrew Bradbury join me in studio. It's a little bit cold today, but we had those few nice days, Dutch. Baseball season is in the air. It's almost here.
Yeah, we're not far away. I mean, May 29th in Brooks, 5-game road trip, come back home, open up on June 6th.
So you guys have been really busy over the last several months, recruiting, building your roster. Ray's here, you got a new manager, Dutch. You guys are also looking for some more sponsors, though.
Absolutely. The sponsors that we have already are stepping up to the plate once again this year. But you know what, we're always looking for new sponsors, looking for that support for the Giants baseball.
And Ray, let's get you in here. You're excited to be in Fort McMurray. Obviously, you're very familiar with the province of Alberta and, of course, the league already. But just what's the feeling for you coming up to manage the Giants here this summer?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm very excited. It's going to be fun. It's working with Dutchie, working with Andrew. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a little different because it's 4.5 hours farther for my wife and my family to come. But they're going to make the trek and be up here to watch us play, and they'll watch us play when we're at Edmonton. Andrew's put together a great team for us, and I think it's going to be a fun summer.
And if for anyone that recognizes the name Ray Brown, it's because you were the manager of the Edmonton Prospects over the last several years and had some good runs with them. What type of baseball do you like to play, and what can fans expect from the Giants here this summer?
Well, I play the kind of baseball that I played when I was a kid. So we like the hit and run. We like the steal. We like to bunt. We like the home run. That we don't shy away from that. But we like to play, I guess they call it small ball. I try to find a run any way I can, and I like pitching and defense. So I guess one of the questions that people tell me when they want to send us a pitcher, they say, well, he doesn't throw very hard. I says, I don't care how hard he throws. I care, can he throw strikes? If he can throw strikes, he can pitch for me. And so we get a lot of strike throwers. They hit the ball, we get them out, and then we have a chance to be successful.
Ray, I wanted to ask you this as well, because I was speaking to you over the years. You're a big supporter of Canadian homegrown players and promoting and developing Canadian players. We've had some great local players on the Giants over the last several years. But, why is that such a big part of you as a person and developing the game in Canada?
Well, as I'm originally from Long Beach, California. I came to Canada in 1975 when I was released out of the Royals organization to finish off my career. And then and in 75, we went to play in the powwow tournament in Lac La Biche. That's where I met my wife, came back in 76, got married, and made Edmonton my home. In 77, I became the manager of the Edmonton Tigers. I played in the old Alberta Major League. And when I became the manager, I told them, we're going to stop bringing in all these imports and start developing locally. And they said to me, well, we won't be very successful. I said, you're right, we won't be at the beginning. I said, but as we go down the road, we're going to beat everybody. Because these kids don't leave. They live here. And that's going to help grow the game in Edmonton. And that's what happened. There's guys like Mark Randall, guys like Justin Pizar, guys like Shane Bromley, all these guys that are now involved in baseball played for me at one time in their career. Well, I've taken that same philosophy through when I was coaching Team Alberta and when I was coaching a team in Morinville and when I went to Edmonton. One of the things I told Pat Cassidy was, I'll come and coach for you, but you give me all the field. That's my responsibility. I'll take care of the coaches, the players, and you worry about the business. And so he let me do that, and we had more Canadians than we had imports. In fact, I think 3 years ago, we only had one import player. That was Michael Gond, who's going to be my pitching coach this year. And last year, we had, I think, four or five because some of the guys left. And I think it's been successful. So we'll bring that same philosophy here to Fort McMurray. I'm sure there's some kids out there that are 19 years old, 20 years old, that can play for us, but they got to come to the field, and we'll give them an opportunity. And make them better.
Now, Andrew, your big role is, of course, recruiting and helping build this roster. And we were going to have some local players back. Ray's got a couple guys that he's familiar with that were with the prospects. But just what's kind of, how's the roster kind of taking shape? And who are some guys that fans should be excited about?
Obviously, we talked about some locals, and fans should be excited to see Tyler Hodder come back to the mound after one of his more successful seasons in the CCBC. We're expecting Nick Cardinal back after a big season he's had down in Fresno State. For those of you that don't know, that's Aaron Judge's former school. So big school, a good accomplishment for Nick. So we're excited to see Nick back, what he did last year. We also have some pretty impressive players coming in, and Gunnar Rainey was just named position player of the year coming out of Adrian College. I was telling Ray earlier today, they developed probably one of the best pitchers to ever come out of D3 baseball last year. So excited to see Gunner as he comes in as a catcher slash outfielder. Eric Meyer, another guy that was just named player of the year for his conference. He's a shortstop. And then we have Max Hewitt coming back. Everyone will remember Max. He'll be joining us after his season is finished. Obviously, big time shortstop. Nothing gets by him. Great hitter, great contact hitter. Then we have Richard Ortiz. Everyone will remember those home runs. And we also have a guy like Peyton Crispin coming in. Hits for average, hits for power. Was named to his all-conference team in Oklahoma City College. And we're going to live by that philosophy that Ray just talked about and do whatever it takes to win. We got some guys with pop. We got guys with speed. We got guys that can play defense. And we're going to put it all together. We're going to have a great summer.
It's an exciting time. Dutch, you guys, the players will start coming in. They'll start filtering in here over the next couple of weeks. You got a big family fun day, which you've thrown the last couple of years here, May 26th at Shell Place. What's that for fans and for kids to come out and kind of meet the players?
Yeah, that's for the fans to come out, the season ticket holders, and not only season ticket holders, all fans in Fort McMurray, fans of the Giants. And, the Bouncy Castles will be on the field. And they can come out, have some fun, meet the players that are in at that time. They can meet those players, maybe throw a ball, get an autograph, and that'll be happening from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock on the 26th.
And you guys obviously do a lot in the community. You guys got a kids camp as well. Do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, we have a kids camp, a few kids camps actually happening. And, it's our first time having a kids camp down at the park, and we're getting, there's a lot of interest in those camps. And, the kids want to see something different, and I think the Giants can deliver that.
So I'll just add to that, there's going to be three age groups, and you can head to our website, www.fortmcmurraygiants.ca. There's a camps tab under the community section. Check that out right now. It's just an email registration. All the directions are given there. We're also running a contest on our Facebook page. Go comment, like, and share our posts, and your kid has a chance to win a free entry into the camp. That'll be drawn on the May 26th Family Day. We're getting a lot of interest. We're getting a lot of registration. The more registrations we get, we'll look at hosting another camp, whether it's a pitching-specific camp, catching, hitting. And, who's a better guy to learn from than Ray Brown right here with all this baseball knowledge? And definitely can help our kids get to the next level. So it'll be exciting to have all those kids down there and interacting with the players, and it'll be a great experience.
And you guys have done a great job over the years of building the Giants brand and building the atmosphere at the ballpark. You guys got some really good theme days coming up this year, but maybe what's something else that's new, Dutch, that you guys have implemented here this summer?
Well, the first time this year will be the berms will be opened up. So that's something new and exciting, where you bring a blanket to the ballpark, and with your kids and sit out on the berm and watch some exciting baseball in some great weather. Grab a hot dog and a beverage and go out there. We also have 18 and over the Giants patio opening up this year. And, mom and pops want to go out, or the girlfriend and the boyfriend want to get out and leave some kids home and get out for a night and have some fun. You go to the patio and it's adults only. So that's another thing that's going on this summer.
And that patio, we should mention, is available on a game day ticket basis or by season ticket. So if you want to hang out on the patio all summer, then go down to the box office and talk to Rhonda, and she'll help you lined up with those season tickets for that. or there'll be game day purchase as well. And we're hoping to have a bar up there for everybody, and it'll be a sweet experience without the sweet price. And, you know, not every time you can get 20 people together to rent a suite, but you can get, you know, two people to go down and enjoy the Giants patio, which will be the same experience as a suite.
So lots going on with the Fort McMurray Giants here. The season kicks off May 29th in Brooks, the Giants home opener, June 6th. So lots of exciting things going on here over the next couple of weeks. Ray, you just heard you know, some of the players. You know that. You know, is this a team that you're really excited to manage and looking forward to getting the ball rolling here in a couple of weeks?
Yes, it is. In fact, I've mentioned to Andrew. In fact, this is the first time I met him. We've talked a lot, but I said, you know what? I said, for the last couple of years, now I know who's put together those teams that are better than teams we had in Edmonton. Player-wise, I've thought that the Giants had better players than we did. But luckily, we did a few more things a little better than their manager did, so we were able to beat them. But player-wise, they were pretty strong, so I got to meet the guy who's did that. Who has done that, and who's going to do it again for us this year. I said, he said, what do you want? I said, whatever you bring me. I says, you do a good job. I says, if they can play, we want them. I says, and you do the investigation. So I know what he's bringing us is going to be kids who can play. And all they have to do is get coachable and be able to do the little things that we need to have done. And I think we're going to bring the baseball fan in Fort McMurray some exciting baseball.
Dutch, Ray, Andrew, always a pleasure. Appreciate you guys taking a couple minutes here to chat with us, and look forward to seeing you at the ballpark this summer.
Thank you.